time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, Humboldt community. Sam here. I hope everyone has had a wonderful 2 weeks. The sun is starting to come out more and the vitamin D is starting to kick in again, so I feel that spirits have been rising. A friendly reminder that this weekend is daylight savings, so get ready to change your clocks and have a little bit more of that beautiful sunshine in your day. And speaking of sunshine, my cousin just announced that she's having her first child, a little baby girl. I'm so excited to be the aunt that spoils her. Also, my cousin asked me to host her quasi-virtual baby shower in May. Now, I love hosting showers and themed parties, so I jumped on board when she asked me. But I have to say, this will be my first partially online, partially in-person baby shower I'll ever host. So, I've been having to go online and find ways to adjust how I'll be hosting. For example, I'm going to have all the guests, regardless if they'll be there or online, send their gifts directly to my cousin's house. Thankfully, her husband is a whiz with videos, and he's going to film her opening all the gifts prior to the shower and put it on a single video that will be shared with all the guests on the day of the shower. So that way, they can see their gifts being opened and her reactions. Another adjustment I've been thinking of is games. How do we play games with those in person and those online at the same time? And I think I came up with a solution. I'm going to email all the cards and other game necessities to each person, asking them not to open the links until directed at the shower. Then, when it's time for that game, they open the link and then join in to play. The only bummer about that is I can't have any in-person physical games like the blindfolded diaper changing game or the guess the baby food, which are crowd favorites. Also, I haven't figured out how to get prizes to those who win games online yet. I mean, I could always do gift cards for Amazon or some such, but where's the fun in that? So, one kink to work out. Another is, how do I allow the new mom to walk around and interact with those in person, but also spend that time with those online without having to sit in front of a computer the whole time? I thought of having one of her bridesmaids attending the party be in charge of the following her around with the computer or phone, but then I feel badly about her not being able to participate and enjoy the shower as well. So, just another kink I'll have to work out. And lastly, food. How do I have my beautiful displays of food out for those in person and then all those online won't have anything? Do I just pre-send a little goodie bag? So many things to work out. But once I've got all the kinks worked out, I should start an online business for this. Then again, most likely not. I'm not that business oriented. Anyways, happy sunshine and showers to all of you. May your next 2 weeks build with joy and laughter.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.